Oh, well. Anyways.
Pelican brief.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
That explains...
Explains a lot.
I was going to ask you something, but now that I know, I'm not...
So I can keep fish in the front.
Oh, dear. Might have to wrap this up.
Yeah, I think so, Dave. Well, thanks for stepping in.
My pelican briefs.
By John Grisham.
By John Grisham. By designer John Grisham.
Good morning, cocktail fans. Welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. Yeah, it's our AM edition.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Fred's just... You guys didn't tell me you'd be this early.
Yeah. Jason just threw a glass of water in Fred's face just to wake him up.
Thanks for nothing.
I watched a lot of Three Stooges.
Of course.
I'm going to wake somebody up.
Yeah. Then we'll smash him over the head with a...
What?
I don't know. Something
else. Two by four?
2x4, yeah.
Did I miss a story meeting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to come to the creative direction meetings. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're busy on the weekend, so you miss out on a lot of stuff.
I do. I miss out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
But, it's all about breakfast cocktails. It was a big tradition in the 19th century, and we're trying to bring it back.
Oh, yes.
And, I'm Dave.
Oh, hi, Dave.
You are...
I'm Jason.
And who's this other fella?
That's Ferd.
Oh, hey, Ferd. Or Frank. Was it Frank?
That's right. Frank
Parker.
Parker.
Oh, it's Fred Partridge.
It is.
Yes. And so we're going for a morning theme.
We are, although I don't know if we actually are.
Oh. Well, that ruined my intro.
That means we get to do it again.
That's right. Because there really are breakfast cocktails.
There are.
Mm-hmm.
That were designed as a pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think any of these are actually breakfast cocktails.
No, when I saw this one, it claimed to be a breakfast cocktail, and it was like, I couldn't, once I found it, I couldn't say no. Like, it's just, we had to do it.
Exactly, even though it seemed just more like a joke.
Yeah, it did.
Well, welcome to our faux breakfast cocktail show.
But these breakfast cocktails for the 21st century, so it's not to say that we can't go back and revisit.
We have a faster metabolism than they did in the 19th century.
Yes, you could burn this off by 9 o'clock.
That's right, and a lot of times people will say, you know, even though it's too early, they'll say, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Yes,
so
indeed.
Based on that, it's 7 a.m. somewhere.
Right? Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's right. You never know where our fans could be located. Might be morning. Yeah. They're listening to this.
We get a lot of listeners from Uganda.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, we're quite popular throughout Central Africa.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Probably the number one podcast, or at least the top three.
I think so.
I think we could probably say we are the number one.
Yeah.
Just to see if anybody comments on that.
Say, wait a second, I disagree. Yeah. Okay. So what are the cocktails we're talking about? What type of ingredients will we be using?
Mine's got alcohol in it.
Oh, good.
And by mine, I mean the guys I've stole this from.
Yeah.
So not really me, per se.
Oh.
And what's yours called, Fred? Not yours, per se, but yours.
Yeah. Yours.
It's Churchill's Breakfast Cocktail.
Churchill's Breakfast.
Yeah. This thing turns out to be look like Churchill's Breakfast.
Yeah.
It sounds like an insult.
Kind of does.
Yeah. Although he claims, this is how he kicked Nazi ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have a cocktail. All right. Look out, Corporal Hitler. You're going to get a kick.
Nazis.
Yes. So, Winston Churchill. Any backstory to this, Fred?
Well, the only backstory is that Churchill was known to... he loved to, after his breakfast, he loved to chase that with whiskey. And a cigar. So this has got, it's not quite a cigar in it.
but there smoke's involved.
Smoke. There's smoke involved. Right. So, and a rye whiskey. We're going to use, I think we got a Sazerac.
The Sazerac. Mm.
These guys called for the Michter's straight rye, but you know, any rye in a storm, I say.
Is that what you say? That's never caught on.
That's the first time I've said it. I don't think I'm going to say it again.
Huh.
So that's the one that I dug up.
Right, and I found one in the wonderful book that I've been talking about, and yet still haven't finished, called A Proper Drink.
Oh, nice title.
This is the one, the untold story of how a band of bartenders saved the civilized drinking world. Ooh. And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But sounds like you're hedging there.
It's a lot of reading. It's a lot of words.
No, it's because
it's wordy.
It's a great book. It's just that I dove into it with great fervor, and the more I get into it, I kind of get sad that I wasn't a part of it. It's sort of like reading about a great party all your friends went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, good point. It's like, I was around it when this happened. Why wasn't I involved?
I wanted to do that, but I didn't, and these guys did.
Yeah.
And they got a book, and you don't.
I got a book. And so it's great. It's just it's like thumbnail biographies in a way, and also chronological about these guys. And I mean, David Wondrich has been mentioned in it and stuff like that, although not really featured yet, only quoted as stories about other people.
Hmm.
And some people that's brought flair bartending in, and somebody that brought the fruit juices in, and somebody that brought this in.
Hmm.
And then somebody that, how the training practices were different in England than they were in North America. How the North Americans, a lot of them were trained by the TGI Fridays bar program.
Really?
Was like the ultimate bar program at one point.
Wow.
Sort of like,
is it still?
I don't know.
They closed down here in Vancouver, so we can't go there anymore.
Yes, TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
But
TGI never.
To be announced. TBA Fridays. But in this, there is a Salvatore Calabresi, an Irish fella, I believe.
Sounds like it.
He was probably an Italian that was brought into the English drink scene here. And it's, you know, that doesn't show very well on me because I could have looked it up. It's in the book, literally, in this chapter before it. But anyway, he has a drink here called the Breakfast Martini from the Library Bar in Lanesboro Hotel in London.
It sounds like a lovely place.
Yes. Yeah. And it's basically a martini. It's going to have lemon juice and gin and curacao in it. But it's also got a spoonful of English orange marmalade.
Well, that's the breakfast.
Well, you're not gonna, that's the breakfast right there.
It says here one of the earliest and still the most famous.
Yes.
I don't know. Famous? Have you ever heard of this drink before?
What's it called?
Breakfast Martini?
Oh.
No, never heard of it.
No. Examples of jam as an ingredient in a cocktail revival era.
Mm.
So that's what it is. He created this drink at the Lanesboro, a posh hotel in Mayfair. I'm a very typical Italian person, he said. The first thing in the morning, all I can do is an espresso. I'm like a zombie.
Mm.
And then he ate a guy. He said his wife made him eat marmalade.
Yeah.
The bitter, tangy flavor intrigued him, leading him to create this cocktail.
Hmm.
Some have noticed a similarity between this cocktail and the marmalade cocktail.
I wonder why. What have they got in common?
Exactly. Found in the 1930 Savoy cocktail book. Calabrese says he was not aware of the Savoy recipe when he created this drink. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
And so to be as English as I could, I actually got Tesco marmalade.
Oh, wow. Went right to the boards on that one.
I did.
Which is, I believe, a hockey reference.
It could be. Or it's a theater reference.
Well, it could be that, too. Mm.
And I didn't go to the boards. I went to the shopping center.
Oh, where they have the marmalade. The marmalade section.
Actually, all the marmalades in the marmalade section, including Smucker's, were more expensive than the Tesco imported marmalade.
Now, do you actually like marmalade?
No.
No.
I do.
You like it? You put it on there on toast and on a regular basis, or?
Toast. That would be great. I just have a big spoonful of it.
Oh, like cod liver oil. It's for your health.
Yeah, it's full of vitamin C.
Yeah. Why are there no drinks with cod liver oil?
Yeah, I don't know. That's funny, isn't it?
Tune in.
Borage oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Chia seeds and flax. Flax oil.
Yeah, get your spice blender. Yeah.
It's got a real different mouthfeel.
Mm.
Yeah, no, nobody likes marmalade except for Fred because it's bitter. Nobody wants to put a bitter, awful thing on there made of orange peels.
Look at the stuff that you drink with Mr. Bitter Drinker.
Yeah, you're right. But I wouldn't put it on toast.
Good point. So what are we going to do here?
I don't know.
You want to make a drink?
I guess we should. That's what the people are clamoring for.
Sure. That's what people are signing up for iTunes just so that they can hear us clink glasses.
Mm.
Yeah, we've done more for Apple's business.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I can't imagine the traffic that we've created.
Mm-hmm.
People drive down to the Apple store and pick up their or their podcasts. Is my podcast ready, they'll say? Yes, sir. It's in the back. I'll bring it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the breakfast martini first.
Okay. Right.
Only because there's a lot of work involved in the Churchill one.
Sure. And it's better if we do that after we've had a drink.
Yeah. Yes. Warmed your muscles a little before you have to...
Before we fire up the torch.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. I'll need a spoon.
All right.
I forgot to ask for a spoon.
Oh, what kind of slotted spoon?
No. A spoon for the marmalade to go in.
Oh, of course. A marmalade. You have marmalade spoons?
I don't, I'm sorry.
Prior to it going into said shaker. Oh, look at that.
Oh, there's a prize inside.
There's a jigger in there.
Oh. Wow.
Perfect, thank you.
It's like a Russian nesting shaker.
Look at that. Tesco, fine cut orange shred marmalade. No artificial flavors or colors.
Wow. So it's orange because of...
Is it made
from? Oh, oranges.
Oranges.
And stuff.
I guess. It does say it has color in it.
Oh.
Paprika extract.
Oh,
that's how you
it.
Get your real orange color. You're never going to get it from an orange. Mm. Let's crack it open. You know it's fresh. Orangey. I'll find some use for that. But yes, traditionally, people don't actually eat marmalade.
Nope. They do.
No, it's made by the same people that do fruitcakes that nobody eats.
I eat fruitcake.
What is with you?
No, there's a marmalade.
Disagreeable?
No, I'm agreeable.
Right there in the shaker?
Yes, and because we're doubling the recipe, I'm going to put two in there. But when you read the recipe at home on our blog page, gentlemanofelegantleisure.com, you'll be surprised to see that there's only one spoonful in there.
Mm.
Only if they're easily surprised, I think.
And we're going to need some of this lemon juice.
Oh!
Have you ever heard of lemon juice, people? Isn't that odd? What a funny ingredient.
Yeah.
It's called lemon juice.
Did you cut the ends off your lemons?
I did.
That might be a good idea.
It's a real pro move.
Yeah, it is. I can see that. Yeah. No, you're thinking ahead.
If you ever do Hasselback potatoes, trim a little bit off the side of the potato, too.
A what nut?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a thing.
You heard me. I don't chew my cabbage twice.
What?
What? Hasselback potatoes?
Chew your cabbage twice?
Yeah. Well, you're not... Well, apparently you've been having a little bit too much marmalade and not enough English learning.
I guess I need to step up my English learning.
So we're going to dissolve, and I don't know if this will ever work.
I think it'll work.
We're going to dissolve.
I have a lot of faith in Salvatore.
The marmalade in the lemon juice.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know it, but lemon juice is the natural enemy of marmalade.
So they fight it out.
Yeah.
Is it foaming?
Yeah. Never the twain shall meet.
Boiling over. Yeah.
Yeah, see, it doesn't so much dissolve as... as hide from the spoon.
Do we need a muddler? Do we need to muddle it?
No, I think we're going to be fine here because the ice is also going to take a beating on it.
Oh, that's true. The ice will knock the crap out of it.
Yeah. It'll be sorry it ever met up with
you.
Or lemon juice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is exciting. It's our first jam cocktail.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's opening up a whole new vista.
1.5 ounces of gin. Now, fortunately, we only have this little tiny.
Yeah, it's a tiny bottle.
Fire plug of Tanqueray.
You think you'll have enough for all three of us?
Yep.
I have high hopes. Yeah, you hear that?
Like yeah.
It's coming out of my jerry can.
Hey, strap a couple of those to the side of your Jeep normally. You're having a hard time holding it, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, it's heavy.
I know that my wrist isn't strong enough to maintain this enormous
bottle of Tanqueray.
And we have Cointreau. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the real thing, not some cheap knockoff.
No, quality stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, we're first rate all the way. You know, unless it costs more.
Yeah, and then we go for the other thing.
Yeah.
The opposite of that. And a 1/2 ounce.
Cointreau.
Which is going to give it a real orangey flavor to go along with the orange marmalade.
Yeah. Mm. Seems like you're just doubling down on the marmalade flavors here.
It is breakfast. It smells awesome.
Smells like breakfast? Oh, you know, and I'm thinking of the video for the other cocktail.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's okay to use your hands on this one.
Oh, I know. They insist upon you using your hands.
Yeah.
So we're not going to use yours glasses, because those are your special glasses.
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't mean martini. To get all, you know,
a traditional martini.
Cranky glass. About that, but, you know, I was here first.
That's true. If you don't mind, I'm going to shake this drink.
Okay. No, I don't mind. How long are you planning on shaking that for?
Until it's really, really cold.
Oh, that's right. So your fingers can't hardly stand it.
Yeah.
You're moving so fast, my camera can't even focus on you.
I know. I'm like a speed racer. It's speed racist.
It's another...
Aha!
it's another out-of-focus picture of you shaking.
That sounds like a fun... we're going to be making trading cards.
take to school, kids.
Everybody can... I'll hold this up to the microphone so everybody can see it.
Oh, that is blurry.
Wow. That looks like that absinthe photo I put
on. Not even the background comes in focus.
No. The whole thing. You're faster than a camera can adjust.
And it's just to double strain it, probably because you might have shreds of...
Oh, yeah, marmalade skin.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's...
palatable?
Palatable. It's a color that I would drink.
Yeah, no, it looks like the color of 1,000 other cocktails.
You know, the range of cocktail colors is kind of narrow.
Yeah, it's a very small palette of colors.
When you have the blue one, it's all, you use the blue curacao or something. It's like, yeah. Oh my god, it's blue! Yeah, that's the voice I use.
Yeah, so you should. Oops. Get that to drain out of there. Yeah, well, I guess, it's gin.
Yeah.
Lemon juice.
Yeah. I think we've had that before. Gin and lemon juice, now that you mention it.
But we've never, ever had marmalade.
No.
And I expected there to be more shreds than that, but there's not even a shred of decency in this. Criminy. And then, as the piece de resistance.
Oh, there's a piece de resistance?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're just going to grate a little bit of orange zest over the surface here. Just to give us a little orangey goodness. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
That always makes me laugh, ever since grade 3. Look at that.
Isn't he actually coming out?
I don't think so. Well, you're getting something. You're getting a little hint of orange oil.
That's really all we want, is that orange oil. That's got a little bit in there.
Oh, if you could only see this.
You can only hear it, unfortunately.
Yes. Can they hear it? Can they even hear it?
I don't know. I could barely hear it, and I was standing right here. But!
I got a little orangey bits floating on top.
I'll take the orangiest bit one, because I don't think that's really as orangey bit as you'd like.
You just finished draining all that stuff out. Oh, there we go, gents.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ready for my special K.
The breakfast cocktail.
Wow, you do get that orange peel right on the nose.
You do. Mm-hmm. It's your first...
Yeah. Certainly... would brighten up your morning.
Yes,
it got a bright taste to
it. Ginny and marmalade at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's nothing wrong with that.
No. As good as Connie Celica. Nothing wrong with that. Connie, if you're listening, make yourself a breakfast cocktail.
It does, it's a little bit like I've had it before.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, it hasn't reinvented the wheel.
No.
No, the marmalade doesn't bring a lot more.
Just orange flavored.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very orange.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be all of the orange things in it.
Yeah, the orange and the Cointreau.
Mm-hmm. I think the most startling thing about it is that it is not orange, and yet it tastes like orange.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. It's much more lemonade looking, and it's very orange tasting.
Mm. But definitely more bitter than some of the other ones. So you've got the bitter and the...
It's almost like the marmalade is being the bitters. It's being the shot of the Angostura bitters that some people put in a martini.
It's not... The bitter comes a little bit later.
Yeah.
I mean, you get more of a little bit of the sweetness.
Yeah, you're right.
The sweetness and the bitter follows it.
But. Yes, the first sip is all orange and it's sweet and it's like maybe this is orange juice and then that subsides and then the gin rides through there and then it gets a little bit bitter at the end.
Yeah.
And I think it's that little bit bitter at the end that makes you go back for the next sip.
Yes.
As the correction goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually it's very complex. Mm-hmm. This is probably the best drink any of us have ever had, now that I think about it.
Not that good.
Yeah, no, it is.
Trust me. Wow. He knows what he's talking about.
No, I just figured it out. Yeah, this is the best one.
He just did the math on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about what we just said.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I like
it's
it.
It's nice, yeah. Beats morning orange juice, doesn't it?
It does. If you were at like a brunch and somebody said, do you want to have a mimosa or do you want to have one of these? I'd probably get one of these.
Oh, I'd have one of these.
Yeah.
Because I can already feel the burning.
Mm-hmm. It's already gone to work.
Yeah. No, almost. I'm starting to think maybe I should fire up a torch soon and start burning things.
Oh, I think that would be great. Yeah. I think that's what Winston Churchill would want you to do.
Exactly.
Light it up like the Blitz.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, so many awful jokes we shouldn't do. I'm not even going to do it.
No.
I'm not even going to do
it. There's no good Blitz joke.
There is no good Blitz joke.
No.
Hey, speaking of the Blitz.
Yeah.
We were speaking of Remembrance Day last time
around. Oh, yeah.
Although, but you and I also were speaking of it, and you said that it's not a statutory holiday.
That's right, across the country.
Across the country. And so I was taken aback.
I know, you were shocked.
I was shocked.
You're almost
speechless. I arched my back, and I put my hand sort of between my chest and my throat, and did this.
That's true, you did do that.
Yeah, I gasped.
You almost wanted to say, take that back, friend Partridge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. But he looked it up on his magic hand
really?
Phone.
Mm-hmm. It's not a short answer.
No.
Not in Ontario, nor Manitoba, nor...
Nova Scotia?
Scotia? One of those Brunswicky Scotian places.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. Quebec, I don't think does
And Quebec doesn't.
Ontario and Manitoba. Mm-hmm. And maybe even one of the territories. Flip-flops, I forget. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, that's wrong. You should have that day off to remember the war dead.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in those provinces raised a very good point, and I am easily swayed. I mean, I have to be careful where I go.
Yes.
I can be talked into
anybody's car. Any white paneled van, Jason, will be swept away.
Well, and you find your puppy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very risky. Uh-huh. But they raised a good point in that the people that have it off as a holiday tend to treat it as a holiday. No one's necessarily going to the cenotaph or remembering the war dead. They're probably going for breakfast, sleeping in.
Wasn't that like wasn't that what like all holidays are? I mean, are you thinking of Jesus on Christmas Day? I don't know how many people are.
Yeah.
This is true.
You know. But I did. I watched it on, we take about an hour and watch the service on TV. And we think about stuff and we, you know, watch maybe a couple of specials on the war, and then
it's Remembrance Day, Charlie Brown.
It's Remembrance Day, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Then we have mimosas, and an eggs Benedict.
Right. Well, the people that argue against this,
yes,
have a fond like a love hate relationship with it, in that they had to go to school. Number one,
right.
And at 11 o'clock, they were either called into assembly, or there was a moment where they had to put down their pencils and say, no, you're quiet now. There's no running. There's no playing. And that really sunk in, as opposed to people going, oh, fantastic. Is the mall open? Will the mall be open, even though there's a moment of silence? And so there's I'm sort of torn on it. I mean, I certainly like having the day off. And I usually do watch the cenotaph, although I will admit I did not do it this year. I was asleep.
Oh, I was not asleep.
I had been out late the night before seeing John Mulaney.
Oh, how was John Mulaney?
John Mulaney was great.
I would have gone. Why didn't you? You should have phoned me.
I should have, but I only had the two tickets.
I only take one.
Well, next time John Mulaney comes to town,
I would, because I regret now not seeing him in New York, although I'm not sure what we would have not done if we had seen John Mulaney and his erstwhile companion.
I think we would have...
Because we did other
just
stuff.
Just eaten later. It's all we...
maybe. Yeah. Yeah, because there was a little... Certainly having supper at 11 o'clock at night was not unusual.
No. I mean, there was other nights that we saw a show and we didn't go, oh, we're starved. We managed to eat.
I don't think we were eating between 8 and... I think we were... Doing, I have to check the schedule and see what we were
doing.
Yeah,
have a look. Recap.
We were doing stuff.
But no, it was a good show. He's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him twice now, and I heartily, not hardly.
No, you hardly? You barely? Heartily. You just barely.
I heartily recommend, heartedly, I don't know. I encourage people.
Good for you.
Of all walks of life to go out and see John Mulaney.
All right.
He is a quality cat.
I'm going to move over here.
Oh, now, so do you want my assistance on this?
No, I think this is a two-hander.
Okay.
Yeah, nope, but you need that.
In honor of Remembrance Day and the Bally War.
What? What are you talking about?
The Bally War.
It's the gin talking for
it. Oh, yeah, no, yes. It doesn't take much to get you lit up, does
no,
it?
No, that's that and a little bit of Hugh Laurie's character from Blackadder, which is World War One.
Yeah, still.
But, you know, it's the same.
No, it's Lieutenant George.
That's
Lieutenant George.
Remembrance Day is all about World War One.
Mm-hmm.
Armistice Day.
Mm.
Give those Germans a damn good thrash.
That's right. You see any Germans here about?
Nine!
Nine?
Oh, Hugh Laurie. Classic.
Yeah.
Before we move on to that...
Oh, yeah, no, let's keep talking about something else.
I feel that I did not give the full recipe accurately.
That's entirely possible.
So I'm going to tell you now, and then go look it up on the website. A spoonful of English orange marmalade, half an ounce of fresh lemon juice, 1.5 ounces of gin, half an ounce of curacao, garnished with an orange peel is what you're going to be doing. And that's what it is. Stir the marmalade with the lemon juice at the bottom of the shaker. Add the gin and the curacao, shake it with ice, fine strain it into a chilled cocktail coupe, and shred some orange peel on the top of it, which is what we did.
Yeah.
And Dave and I love it, and Fred's on the fence.
Yeah.
Just like he was in the Second World War.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You think Winston? What do you think Winston Churchill would say about you?
Yeah. It wasn't until D-Day that Fred finally made a commitment.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all for the lend-lease arrangement. That's all, you know. All right.
Yeah, okay.
How does this work?
I don't know. This is going to be tricky.
Yeah. It is tricky. Well, the easy part is mixing stuff.
Yes, because much like World War II, there will be something smoldering here.
Oh, yeah. But maybe I'll put you in charge of the fire.
Oh, okay.
And the smoking of the glasses, because that's the tricky part.
I will do that while you try to
assemble the rest of it. So this is interesting. So we've got a few things we've never had before on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got formerly known as grade B maple syrup. Now
wait a second. Hey.
What?
That seems totally unrehearsed. That's because it was.
Oh. So we've got some grade A maple syrup.
I don't know if that's grade A.
It says grade A right on it.
But you say you needed grade B.
Grade B.
And so, then you proudly said to me,
yes.
And I got grade B.
Yeah.
And I picked up your bottle.
Yeah.
And it says grade A on it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
The USDA...
Who?
The United States
Department of Agriculture
right.
has decided that the former way that they graded maple syrup was confusing to people. People thought that grade B was somehow not as good as grade A.
Right, exactly.
Like us.
That's how it works in most things.
And then, there's
grade
also,
A, B, it's the best, isn't it?
Right. And so grade C is even worse than grade B. So what it is, so grades the grade B and grade C are tapped later in the season and are stronger and have more flavor and not as sweet.
Right.
But so apparently, amongst the cognoscenti of maple syrup, grade B was sort of the pinnacle. Grade C is used in commercial applications, often for cooking.
Mm.
But grade B is like super syrup.
So it's sweet, but it also tastes like a tree.
It tastes just like a tree, like you're gnawing on the bark of a maple out in the wilds of Vermont or Quebec.
If you so happen to be there.
Depending on which side of the border you're on. Okay. So, anyway, that was too confusing. And so, they're all grade A now.
Oh, they're all grade A.
So, they've changed it. It's all grade A. And then you have to look at the description. So, this one is called Dark Robust Taste. And then there's one that's called Amber, I don't know, Light Taste. That's what used to be grade A, just the regular. And then there's one that's Dark and Strong Taste. And that's grade C.
Oh, okay.
It was grade C. Which I bought by mistake, and then I looked it up and found out I got the stuff that was, they said, use instead of molasses.
So you're saying, oh, really? So you're saying mine is grade A?
Yours is just regular grade A. Grade A.
This is the light one.
This is the light one.
I've been snookered into the light one.
Oh, yeah, no, most people have. They've been fooled.
Are you sure? Maybe
this still tastes a lot like maple syrup.
Maybe this one post-dates your nonsense USDA fortified beef.
Well, the descriptions are standardized, so let's see what it says on it. It just says Canada number one light.
Oh, it does say light.
Light.
Oh, okay. Yeesh. Well, I got a lot of points. I got a lot of PC points on that.
Lightweight is what I'm saying.
Okay, so you've got the robust.
We got the robust, so we'll see how this works.
Well, we've all learned something.
Oh, God.
Another reason to be pseudo-upset with Fred's smug attitude.
Yeah. You know, just like grade 7 all over again.
All right, I'm going to smoke your glasses.
Oh. Hey, it costs a lot of money,
you know? Be careful.
You dirty bastard. All right,
I'm going to need some ice. Where's my ice spoon? Oh, here it is at the end of my fingers.
Jason, tell us what you're doing, because I'm filming this.
Oh, yeah.
I am lighting the end of a cinnamon stick on fire so that it smokes, and then I'm going to put this over it so that it gets coated with the smoke of the cinnamon stick.
Is there any smoke? I can't see it through my camera.
Because it's still smoldering in there. Uh-huh. And the idea is, and I don't know if we'll do this, but the idea is to, when you garnish this, it looks like someone has thrown a lit cigar into your drink.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you want to do the last, like, 3/4 of an inch or so of it, so it looks like the end of a burnt cigarette. I think that's a cigar. Or a cigarette.
You want me to burn 3 of these?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that's enough smoke on there?
I'll give it a whiff. You've got a nose. A nozzle.
Well, it's a nose for news.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, that worked.
That worked?
Yeah, it smells like a yard fire.
It's autumn. You know, you gotta burn the leaves.
This is our double up, right? This is our...
Yes, because it said it was enough to make 2 drinks.
Yeah.
And so actually, that is the proper amounts for what we're going to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So an ounce of cold coffee. So, yeah, this is the other thing. So we've got cold brewed coffee in a can.
That flame.
Cold brewed coffee, so it's steeped for 20 hours with cold water.
Really?
Yep. And so I've never had it before. Maybe we'll have a little shot of that later.
I thought you were going to...
What did you think I was going to do?
Go to Starbucks. Our friends at the...
I was going to go there, and then I was at the other place that wasn't Starbucks, and it was like, oh, they got it here.
So. Canned cold-pressed coffee.
Yeah. So this, the canned cold-pressed coffee we're using...
I don't know if I approve of this at all. Yes?
It's from Kicking Horse Coffee.
Oh, they're good folks. They're from Salt Spring Island, I believe. Aren't they?
I'd read the sign of it.
That's the Salt Spring Island Coffee Company, I'm thinking
of. Yeah. Which I have, actually, in the bean form, but I don't have any cold.
Yeah, the organic, and this particular blend is called Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Bold.
I think they were one of the first ones I was aware of that was fair trade.
Oh, right.
When I did that for a week, until I realized, that's a lot of work.
Sure it is.
Your heart's in Latin America, isn't it, Jason?
See,
really? See, you want fair trade for the coffee.
So there's the maple syrup.
Yeah.
Just throw that in there.
Maple syrup.
A little sort of mapley.
Cinnamon smoke.
And we've got a couple of dashes of Angostura.
Excellent.
So a lot of this stuff isn't that hard to get. I mean, this is the nice thing about it, other than burning the cinnamon sticks. But you probably have cinnamon sticks in your cupboard.
Exactly. People haven't been there for years. Don't know what to do with them. So
burn them. That's what I say. Yeah, throw some rice in there.
Mm-hmm. That's the cinnamon screaming out its last breath.
Well, I can finally write off this wonderful little Firebird lighter I got down at the Modern Bartender.
Oh, there you go.
When in Vancouver, visit the Modern Bartender. On the edge of Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at Fred. He's Fred Armstrong over here.
Not very nice. Hey, this is really cold.
Well, it should be. That ice. I've just gone back to the... I've just gone back to the breakfast cocktail, and it is marvelous.
All right, here we go.
All right.
I'm not going to double string.
Oops. Sorry, kids.
What's that? What's going on?
I'm
going
to release your smoky glasses here
Here we go.
Diabolical.
I'm not missing it, because I sometimes I get carried. I get a little carried away.
I know, we're having a lot of fun here.
Yeah. But the glasses, it smells pleasantly smoky in here.
Now, I wonder if this, well, we won't know yet, but I wonder if this is going to be like a, will it have holiday flavors to it?
Like last podcast, we had the allspice dram, which was very Christmassy.
Oh, yeah, I had another one of those.
Spicy.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to have another one of those, and I didn't, because I just thought, I think I'm going to like it too much. That's no breakfast cocktail. Oh, yeah, look at that.
This is a little...
It just keeps on giving that. That's the old IKEA Miro shaker.
Yeah.
That's the one I recommend. Partly because I have it, partly because you can't get it anymore. So it's a hot commodity.
Sure, go to eBay. How do you spell that?
M-I-R-O. Rose?
All right, I give up.
And now I have three smoldering sticks for you here.
Oh, yeah.
Winnie.
Where are they?
Un du toi. You're supposed to put the burnt end in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, they float. Normally, it's a shorter stick and a bigger glass, I think.
That's what they thought in 1939. We'll pause now for photo opportunities.
Oh, yeah, now we got that.
And so I will sing Lily Marlene. I don't know Lily Marlene.
Oh.
Fred always buggers up my picture because he puts a flash on his.
Oh, did you make me that?
Well,
there we go. Too many cooks spoiling the broth. Yeah.
There we go. I'm good. I'm going to grab my glass.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to grab mine.
And I'm going to grab mine. Mm-hmm. And we are going to see.
Are we all over here on one side?
Let's all sort of scooch in here in the center.
Okay.
The hell? For a stereophonic extravaganza like people can't imagine.
That's kind of a funky taste. Or smell.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? We didn't grate cinnamon onto the top of it.
We'll do that. We can do that.
Yeah. Put one little.
Here, let me get one of these.
Yeah.
Get me one of those.
Sure.
Maybe we get a little bit of...
I don't know if you'll get a whole lot of anything from it, but what the hell? Is anything coming out? Must be.
Must be. There's bits missing from the stick.
Yeah.
They say the microplane, but...
I don't know what a microplane is.
It's just smaller bits.
Smaller. Oh, I...
You get smaller chunks.
Some aviation joke.
Mm. Oh.
That's how they won the war. Microplanes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was all about the microplanes.
Yeah, flew right in shot to Hitler in the nose.
Have a good breakfast, sir.
We will drink them on the beaches.
Never before.
Drink them in the lounge.
So many drank so much.
Winston Churchill's breakfast.
Ooh.
Mm. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get this. I would have this after the other one. I think we've done this in the perfect order.
Yeah. This is a much milder.
Yeah,
it's not you don't get the tanginess of the breakfast,
and the coffee flavor really comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've never had cold pressed coffee.
No,
have you?
I have some.
I did in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Have some cold pressed coffee.
I honestly didn't notice that much of a difference between that and regular coffee, but I don't know.
You want to drink that out of something?
Well, I'm going to drink it out of here.
Just drink it right out of the can.
But yeah, no, that's quite an agreeable cocktail.
Does that taste like coffee?
It tastes like cold coffee, but I guess it is. It's slightly. This is the one that takes 18 to 20 hours as it slowly drips through.
It's there's different machines for it. You can just do it just sort of soaks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no hot water.
Right.
Well, it used to take 20 hours to make cocktails in the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it? Time you went down to the ice house, cut it all up, drag it back to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took about 20 hours.
You had to order your drink at the night before.
The night before.
I'm going to be in here tomorrow night, Sam.
Take my order, would you?
That's not a drink you've had before.
No, this is
definitely...
No, it's definitely...
And I like it.
It's syrupy. We've got the maple.
But it's not. Cinnamon. It doesn't taste like pancakes.
No.
And it's,
it doesn't look like pancakes. In fact, as far as pancakes go...
Yeah?
No.
Nope, not a pancake.
Not a pancake. I like how the coffee comes through.
Yeah, but it's not like strong coffee. It's not the first thing you think of.
No, it comes along at the end. It must be... I bet that's... This is going to sound like a dumb thing. This is going to sound like the sort of thing we're supposed to know. But I wonder if bitter always comes in late. Is that what bitter does? Does bitter hang around?
I don't know.
Hmm. But like if we were, so say we all went for brunch, which we should do.
Yeah, let's do that.
And they said, do you want a mimosa? And we would say, no.
No. I want a Churchill's cocktail.
No. We open with the breakfast cocktail with the orange flavor in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your bacon and eggs and your hash browns and your...
You're just making me hungry.
And stuff. And then at the end of the meal, well, you've had coffee with the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, you have one of these.
Mm-hmm.
This is like that second, third, fourth, fifth cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only this one gives you a little bit of a buzz so that you hit somebody in the parking lot. You graze against that Lincoln Continental.
I think you really should have your driver take you home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I went wrong. I didn't get me a driver.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like your breakfast dessert cocktail.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not so sweet that it's a dessert cocktail, mm-hmm. but it's a breakfast dessert.
Yeah.
This gets you in the mood. Now, if you were traveling with Fred, he'd say, where are we having lunch?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, but we're just literally finishing our breakfast cocktails.
Yeah, well, I want to know where we're going and what we're having.
Three squares a day.
Three?
Oh.
Four.
Four.
Four. Because we want to hit that other place.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hit Bert's Burger Bowl.
Yeah, before we leave town.
When I was a kid, my family would go to the States for, for a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the local Denny's or whatever to have breakfast. And you open up the menu and it says, it said steak and eggs. Mm-hmm. I said, Dad, they have steak for breakfast down here. I was just amazed by that. Because here in Canada, it's not a breakfast meal. You don't see steak and eggs. I mean, you see it more now.
But yes.
It was not when I was a kid. You'd never had. It was a lunch and dinner meat. It was not, it was not something you had with the...
I've had steak and eggs for breakfast.
Oh, I know you have.
Sure.
Once or twice.
And then I did the Vegas
thing. But in Canada? That's what you have to think about it.
Well, it's more of a vacation thing. Yeah, can you imagine just that was your regular thing? It's like, well, give him the steak and eggs for breakfast. Uh-huh. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, it's not a 12-ounce porterhouse.
No.
It's a 4-ounce filet. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But
that's perfectly reasonable.
I guess it is. I mean, I guess in a way it's no weirder than having ham or bacon. A
couple of slices of ham.
Other meat, but for some reason it has not been burned into us.
No.
Is it, well, you have kangaroo and eggs, right?
In Australia, probably that's the thing to have.
Man, I want steak and eggs now.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I got eggs, side of roux.
So a side of roux.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, that's a
I like
two winning drinks.
You think the burning helps?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, you certainly could detect the cinnamon. But... Mm-hmm.
I really like the appearance. I mean, somebody should get a picture of just what that looks like right there. Can you get a shot of that, one of you boys? Because looks disgusting.
Yeah, it looks like a cigarillo.
Yeah,
like doused in
foam
liquor.
On the top of it.
Yeah,
it's burned at one end, and like I don't know if you remember going to those high school parties. Where you would end up drinking a beer or something that somebody put a cigarette on.
Yes. I was never invited, Jess.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
I did that once.
I worked most of them. I wasn't invited. I just sort of showed up.
She cleaned up afterwards. And it's like, this one's still got some in it.
Yeah, clicky, clicky, clicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not a... Yeah. It's not the best looking thing when you get burnt.
That's the best thing. That's the big... It's the kind of looks like... That's just weird.
Mm-hmm. It does. It looks like Winston Churchill said, "We've got work to do."
Yeah,
he threw a cigar into the
like this is really how you'd see it, right? He just threw the end of it in.
Yeah. If you were to tour the cabinet war rooms in London, you'd Have you been to the cabinet war rooms?
Well, I went to Churchill's where his bunker was and everything.
Oh, fantastic!
A radio station in there and a whole bit.
Yeah, we didn't. We were out at Bletchley, but the war rooms, it's out in the countryside too, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
It was right downtown. It was next to the Houses of Parliament. I think
the House of Parliament.
Because that was part of the thing, right? The royal family didn't leave, mm-hmm. and Churchill stayed and would watch them drop the bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. That's, check out the website, folks, for pictures of what it looks like.
Just disgusting.
Because it seems to get foamier as the drink goes down.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it? Usually foamy at the beginning.
Yeah. It's starting to look like raw egg yolk with a cigar put out.
Perhaps as the cinnamon stick absorbs water, maybe it causes a foamy reaction or something.
But it's funny, I've been getting more of the burnt stuff, but it doesn't taste burnt like in a bad way.
Yeah, you're right. It's not burnt like some very expensive scotches I've bought.
Yeah, not horrible like those. I've
worked my way through.
Well,
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. And again, if you have cinnamon sticks at home and cold pressed coffee, well, you can buy it at any store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much different that is from just having a cold regular coffee, but
yeah, that's why I looked to Dave, because I always think of Dave as my coffee connoisseur.
Now you've drank it, so now, well, you've had it. So
I've had it. I honestly didn't notice that much difference between regular
coffee. But if you can burn a cinnamon stick and you've got some maple syrup, I mean, I don't know. Again, we've had the grade B or the darker stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not as sweet, but you could pretty much make this. If you've got some rye, I mean, I don't know, a bourbon might be a little bit too corn. You get too much of the corn, it would sort of skew it a little bit. But,
maybe. That's more of an FDR.
Yeah, exactly.
You put out a regular cigarette. put a cigarette holder in it.
We'll do FDR's breakfast cocktail.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Sazerac rye is such a great, famous rye.
Yeah.
And yet we... Oh, okay. And yet we hardly mentioned what went into this drink. We've got a very expensive rye in this drink. We didn't cheap out on rye in this drink at all.
Sazerac. I think the Sazerac brought it. And Western Family Canada Grade A Dark Robust Taste 100% Pure Maple Syrup.
And you put the Angostura bitters in?
And I put the bitters in. You really couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell only because I was burning cinnamon sticks.
But I put it in there, so the other flavors just ran rampant over the Angostura. I mean, it's...
But it's there. It's holding its own.
Is it?
It's doing something.
Oh, good. But,
That's how church used to get people's attention.
Corporal Hitler.
Oh. My bastard.
There's a brand new... Oh, my God. I just licked that. Look at a firework. There's a Winston Churchill movie coming out in the next couple of weeks here, I think, isn't there?
Right,
The Finest Hours or something like that?
He's the hero.
Yeah.
He's got
a
couple of six guns.
Finally, Winston Churchill gets his due.
He gets his
time. He's a good guy for a change.
His time in the spotlight.
Way to go.
Poor little fella.
Yeah. Overlooked.
Yeah, overlooked.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. Footnote to history, Winston Churchill. He was prime minister, they often say.
This is fun. It's a funny tasting cocktail.
It's a great cocktail.
Flavors I've never really had before.
And that's what we should be here for.
Yeah.
We're changing our mission statement, folks.
What?
I haven't seen the first one yet.
it was implied.
Oh. I think it's on our masthead on the website.
Uh-oh,
is that Glenn Toronto?
No, it's Gordon Hoag.
Well, you know, he's
running for our local election.
I think he was trying to get hold of me on FaceTime.
I think he was, because it says the Gordy Hoag cam. We could have had Gordy Hoag on the show.
We still could.
Now, the history of Gordy Hoag, folks, is amazing.
Tell the people who he is first.
You should really tell people who he is
first. He's the former mayor of White Rock, which is a nearby community where Jason and I grew up.
That's right.
Fred now lives there.
And even prior to that, though, he was an alderman. Called him alderman before they were councillors.
And then he was a provincial cabinet minister, and now he's running for MP of the local...
Member of Parliament.
Yes.
Member of Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's a big, he's a big wig.
He's a big mucky-muck.
And he knows you, I think, doesn't he?
He knows me.
And he knows you.
Oh, he knows
me. Of course, yeah.
My dad used to be his Little League coach.
Yeah. And he knows me because of all my... goings on at the theater.
And he went to school with my uncles.
What?
Yeah. He overlapped with uncles.
Dedricks?
Enright.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Anyways, we should have had him on. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have had him on. Totally. Him and Laverne are the life of the party.
All right. Yeah. Oh, no. I know. That's a little...
I love that TV show, Laverne and Gordon. Oh, that was great, wasn't it?
Schlemiel.
Schlemazel.
A little local color for our listeners.
Our listeners, yes.
When is the election in White Rock?
I think it's December 11th.
A day that will live in infamy.
It might.
Or was that the 7th?
Both days.
I think it was the 7th.
Yeah, December 11th was even more infamous.
Yeah. I'm going to move over to this. Back to my spot. I'm going to go back to the breakfast cocktail.
I finished my breakfast cocktail. I've enjoyed these both so much.
Yes. Now you want breakfast, don't you? I suppose I have to get on the kitchen and start cracking some eggs.
Yeah, if I go pick up some steaks.
Some hash.
Yeah.
Get some steak and eggs.
And hash. Remember the hash we had down at the five, what was it, the five coins? No, in Seattle.
We should go there one time. You and I should go down to Seattle, Dave. You and I haven't been to Seattle for a while.
No. Go back to the Experience Music Project.
Yeah.
By the way, it was yesterday, it was Jimi Hendrix's 75th birthday.
Well, in honor of that,
he's from Seattle.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Yeah, that doesn't sound anything like Jimmy's guitar playing, but you know.
Can you do Jimmy's guitar playing?
I can criticize
the guitar.
Yeah.
Can you do it on the guitar?
Not really. Nope. No.
No. But, all right.
But 75. My goodness.
Yeah, 75.
That would have been great.
He's at that age where you start to say, if he had lived, would he be dead now?
Yeah. That's
right. Yeah,
I don't think so. If he'd made it over the hump, I think he'd still be around.
Yeah. What was his cause of death?
He took some too many sleeping pills, which apparently in England are much stronger than they are here.
Right.
And he mixed it with some wine, and he ended up throwing up, and it stuck in his throat, and I think he asphyxiated from the...
Oh, it was like a choking death?
Choking. Oh, that's vomit. Yeah, that's terrible. 27. Only 27.
Right.
Poor old Jimmy.
Yeah. Poor old Jimmy. Yeah.
Anyways.
Ouch.
Vancouver connection because of his grandmother?
Grandmother.
His grandmother lived here. I think his dad was actually born in Vancouver, and Jimmy actually went to elementary school in Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Where they taught him the recorder.
Yeah. Yes. He said, I don't like this. Is there anything better?
Yeah, anything. What else have you got?
Anyways.
Thank goodness they had a guitar.
But have you ever heard him play the recorder? Oh, my God.
Oh, it was an angel.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, an innovator.
At a different music festival, he lit one of those on fire.
Yeah. It was charred, much like our cinnamon sticks.
Yeah. Wasn't as dramatic. Wow.
Well, wasn't as Germanic.
It wasn't Germanic.
Well, he's not Germanic at all.
No.
Well, in that he had...
Not ever been to Germany, or he probably had been to Germany.
He probably did go to Germany. Yeah,
one of his last concerts was actually in Germany, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see how I just.
Yeah, I know it's all coming. It's all coming together. Yeah,
but he died.
He died in London.
He died in London, but he's buried in Seattle.
Seattle. I've been there.
You've been to his grave.
I have been to his grave. Not since they've upgraded the whole thing. I saw it when
they've
upgraded it. Oh yeah, now it's a big fancy mausoleum. It used to be just a headstone on the grass. Now it's a big production.
And it was said James Hendrickberg, his original Jewish name.
Yeah. Yes. Right, Hendricksberg. Yeah. Yeah.
Hendrickstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They escaped
Herschel James Hendrickstein.
Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix. That's the world.
Everybody. Wow. That was... I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And just the uniqueness of it.
Before I forget.
Oh, yeah. You got the 20 you owe me?
Completely unrelated cocktail thing.
Yeah.
I was saying to Dave, he and I should go to that restaurant that you and I went to.
Yeah.
The Five Coins. Mm-hmm. And have a really greasy plate of hash browns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you ought to.
And I could say to them, my name is Coin.
Yeah. Where's my cut? Where's my fit?
Yeah. You can't just name this after my family and not expect. Could you name a restaurant Hendrix?
Yeah, without, exactly. You know.
Yes.
I think henceforth it shall be known as Six Coins.
Six Coins, that's right. Add me in there.
Yep.
Wow. Dave Coins in the Fountain. Anyway, that was really an awful sidebar because you were talking about cocktails, which is what this podcast is all about.
Yeah,
and I turned it back to Dave and I.
Really?
We've gone off topic quite a few times.
It's really more about just us.
It's actually been an elaborate intervention for you, Fred. Could everybody come in, please?
Oh, thank goodness.
Please.
Thank you.
Please explain what Fred means to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And how he's hurt you over the years. How his actions have destroyed your life as well as his.
That's your fault for being weak. That's what I say.
Oh, my God. He's...
It's going to be like Festivus. It's going to tell us how we've all disappointed him. All year long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Festivus.
Yeah.
Well, not Festivus.
Is it coming
Christmas.
Up?
Oh. Yes. And, well, I guess they're both coming up, aren't they?
Yeah. They are.
Is there a specific day for Festivus?
There's a season.
I don't think there is a specific day.
It's just in that of Christmas season.
Yes, between Hanukkah
and Christmas.
There's also Festivus.
But we're going to celebrate Christmas, right?
Here?
Well, not on Christmas Day, but we're going to have a Christmas show?
I guess our next...
Oh,
no, it'll be the 12th, right?
Oh, this will be... Yes, right.
That'll be the first...
Well, this is episode 39. Did we mention that?
That's right.
Yes, we did.
Does it matter? Do we have to say what episode it is episode now?
No, because if they're reading along at home.
Yeah, that's right, they know.
They already know.
We're the only ones that are confused.
Exactly. The people are printing them up, getting them bound in leather, and putting them on the shelf. You should obviously see.
It's
going to
say, episode right on the spine, it'll say episode 39.
Yeah.
So it'll be episode 40.
Episode 40, which will come out on December 16th.
16th, recorded on the 12th and up on the 16th.
Right. And then the following one, ideally, will be like...
February.
And we take our 6-week vacation to Bali?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah. No.
If we were to follow our official schedule, it would be recorded on the 26th and up for like the 30th.
Right.
That's right.
I won't be here.
Oh.
So we either... Well, maybe we squeeze in an extra one, or we go on the road.
Extra?
You guys come to California.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
Perfect. Yeah. You bought us all tickets?
No, my sister-in-law will do it, though.
Will she?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a sweetheart deal from WestJet from Vancouver to Palm Springs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. See, it's just an hour away from where I'm staying.
Palm Springs?
Yeah. Oh,
that hole.
You've got a song about Palm Springs. 2, 3, 4.
Palm Springs in the fountain. What? Is that it?
No.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
At least you committed to it.
Yeah, no.
That's what I like. You committed to it.
Sure, I'm not going to say no.
No.
Why, you want to go to Palm Springs? You like
Palm
Springs?
It's just that I knew that there was a flight into there.
Yeah.
A round trip flight out of Vancouver to Palm Springs in December.
Uh-huh.
200 and some odd bucks.
Really?
Taxes and fees all in on that. That's not a bad rate.
We could just go down there for steak and eggs.
Yeah.
In Palm Springs?
Mm.
That hole?
There's a great deli.
When were you last in Palm Springs?
About a year and a half ago.
And you say it's a hole?
Eh, no.
Yeah, but no.
And have you flown into Palm Springs?
Oh, a few times, yes.
And do you say it's a hole?
No.
Yeah.
No, Fred, it's lovely, but it's not a... metropolitan. It's not a...
No, I mean, it's there city. To... If you want to golf or play tennis... Sure.
Yeah. I don't think that no one has ever said come to Palm Springs for the metropolitan.
No.
See the high rises.
Yeah. The architecture.
That's right. That's not what it's about.
What's it about?
It's the Snow White Orgy.
The what?
Google the Snow White Orgy.
No, I don't think I will.
Google the Snow White Orgy.
I'm comfortable about that whole thing.
After Snow White was such a huge success, Walt Disney took the whole staff to unwind in Palm Springs.
You mean the people that weren't credited with doing anything on the movie whatsoever?
Exactly. All of these people that worked 24 hours a day trying to get this thing out. Mm-hmm. When they filmed it, the paint was still wet on the cells.
Yeah, that's true.
I bet it was as close as that before they could get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so Walt said, fantastic, you all work so hard. We're going to Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. And it turned into a disaster. Like the midgets at the Wizard of Oz kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
in Culver City.
That's right. So people were drinking, and they called it the Snow White Orgy because it was just like chaos.
Yeah.
Or great.
Yeah.
Depending on where you were.
If you were in it or out of it.
I think Snow White had to resign.
She didn't work again until she danced with Rob Lowe.
Yeah. Oh,
and then she was gone again.
Gone again. Another 50 years.
Rob Lowe, the career killer.
Yeah. You can't see that. It's gone.
You can't even get a clip of it anywhere?
No.
You just have to reference it so people know.
It, unless somebody has it on VHS.
Mm. No. It's in Dick Clark's vault.
on account of the Disney. I don't know if you know them. They're very litigious.
Oh, sure. They'll sue you.
They killed
the litigious of Borg.
Oh, yeah. No way. It's gone.
Gus Grisham.
Gus Grisham.
Space lawyer.
Folks, the rye is taking effect.
We're going to use that for something. Gus Grisham. I remember that. What was that from?
That was you and I leaving the space thing in New York, and Gus Grissom was actually going to be there later that day.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Gus Grissom was an astronaut. He might have, did he walk on the moon, or did he just circle the moon?
I think he was one of the... I know, he might have walked on it, I don't know, Apollo 17. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not really up on that, but yeah, he was... Yeah, he was there in the early days of the space program.
I mean, that's what New York is like. We went for lunch because we couldn't wait for Gus Grissom, the astronaut. The moon.
Saving the moon.
We were going to a deli.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I forgot that his name was Grissom, and I pronounced it Grisham. And it led into a whole back and forth. Yeah. And the idea that there was actually a Gus Grissom that was the space station's lawyer.
I guess you had to be there.
I guess. No, you're there now.
Oh, okay. In my mind.
It was no better then.
No.
To be honest.
Okay. No. Well, it was actually better a minute ago when we were both laughing uproariously at it. Gus Grissom. Think about it.
Yeah. Space lawyer.
You know the Grissom novels.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Who's that guy?
John Grisham.
John Grisham. Yeah. Was he actually a lawyer?
Grissom. Is it Grisham or Grissom?
Grissom.
You see?
That's how fun begins.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyways.
Pelican brief.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
That explains
a lot.
I was going to ask you something, but now that I know, I'm not.
So I can keep fish in the front.
Oh dear, might have to wrap this up.
Yeah, I think so, Dave. Well, thanks for stepping in.
My pelican briefs.
By John Grisham.
By John Grisham. By designer John Grisham. Like, you go to your fishmonger.
Oh, no. Really? Your fishmonger?
Yeah, you go down to your fishmonger. Yeah. Your hands are full.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to keep your fish?
Right, in your pelican
breeds. Your pelican breeds.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Huh, there you go.
A whole tuna.
I was worried that you were going to tip your fishmonger.
Oh, well, we're at the hour mark, aren't we?
Yeah, it's time to talk about, you know, how we reward service people.
I don't think it is yet, because...
Oh.
Well. Did we have a favorite of the drinks?
Oh. I mean, the easy one is the marmalade cocktail. Oh, sorry.
Related.
I didn't know they made one. Sure. What's it called?
The breakfast cocktail.
That's
the breakfast martini.
It'll never get you.
Oh, the breakfast martini. Yeah. John Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast martini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of bartenders have to spend a detention at
a
bartending school
because
they were, you know, dipping into the supplies when they shouldn't have been.
That's right. Yeah. This bar isn't a jive turkey, and I'm not a jive turkey.
Yeah.
You got to stay in here until you come up with a new drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And there's like a pretty girl, and a crazy girl, and a jock, and a troubled guy.
That does sound like all the bartenders I've ever known or met.
Anthony Michael Hall.
He actually was my bartender once.
I think so.
Yeah, so there should be six.
I can't remember. But Anthony Michael Hall, Molly Ringwald,
Judd Nelson,
and Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez.
How many is that?
That's five.
That's five. Okay, I think that's it.
That's enough.
Yeah, it seems like there should be six.
Well, there might be.
And they get stranded on a desert island.
With Rob Lowe and Snow White.
Yeah. But the breakfast cocktail is the easy one because it's tasty.
It is.
And it's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But and
you start your brunch with it.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're a complex human being.
Like Winston Churchill.
Like Winston Churchill, mm-hmm. then you want Winston Churchill's breakfast cocktail. Because I tell you, there's nonsense going on in there. You'll never get in another. This has got flavors you'll never get in another cocktail.
And who do we credit this to? How do we credit this on our website? Who are the guys that came up with this?
It was not clear. It was from a website. So this is from Chef Steps.
Oh, my God. Really?
So they've got like 50 people working at this website.
Okay.
I'm actually sending in my resume. But so they don't say who created it. So it's the website has created it. But Chef Steps Incorporated.
It's so good that we should, you know, tip them. Shouldn't we?
Should tip them.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you really should tip somebody who...
Or we should link to them. Something.
Yeah. That's our tip.
That's our tip.
So we don't have... I know. We're trying to wrap it up. I know. But I feel like... Do we have a favorite? We don't have a favorite. They're both equally good and vastly different. Okay.
I would say it's a dead... It's a dead draw.
It's a dead heat.
Dead heat.
A draw or a dead heat or Jimi Hendrix 11. I don't know. But I gotta say, it's the worst looking... all the way through. Now that it's gone, it's the worst looking drink.
No, I know. It's and if only for that, if only for looks, because when the other one's gone, it's just an empty glass.
It's just an empty glass. This one
looks like the end of the probably the best night you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looks horrible.
That's right. Or it's the worst night you ever had because you were drinking rye and smoking cigarillos.
Yeah. And you put it out in your drink because I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fantastic. You get cold-pressed coffee. They assure us it makes a difference, and I believe it does. It's somehow milder or fuller-bodied or something. I don't know.
Some bullshit.
Marketing nonsense.
Exactly. But give the Kicking Horse Coffee Company a try for sure. And then, wherever you are, maybe your concierge.
The New York Hotel?
Yeah. Might be your hairdresser.
Oh, yeah. By the way, your New York cocktail book was quite popular on Instagram.
Well, it should be. Yeah. It's a fantastic book. Mm. If only it was popular on links to Amazon.
Yes. Wow.
Click on buy that book and buy it through our website.
Is it on our website to buy through? Could we do that?
It will be soon.
Let's do that.
Nobody clicks on those things.
Well, I will now because I told them to.
That's right. They don't know how to find it otherwise. Yeah. You can't find it on Amazon. You can only find it through our website.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right. It's hidden unless you go through our website.
Something about that. That book, The New York Cocktails.
Now I threw you all off with a big wrap-up.
Yeah, but no, there was something good there. Mm. What the hell was it? That's hard to talk when you bite your bottom lip.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend it for
but it's great for your Humphrey Bogart impersonations.
Ah, sure, yeah.
That's, what's his name?
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, but it's a little bit more like, yeah, wait, yeah. You taste the sweet water up your nose, and then you just drop it down.
That's the way I see it.
Sounds like Walter Houston for credit.
No, Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Humphrey Bogart and Walter Brennan are the same guy?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yep.
You can't help a fellow American who's down on his leg. You can't help a fellow American who... Anyway.
Yeah.
Tip whoever you can.
Yeah, please.
As largely as possible.
Yeah, no.
I guess if we were to put it on a t-shirt,
yeah.
We would say, be a gentleman of elegant leisure.
Mm-hmm.
And tip
big.
Yeah. Actually, it's still running.
Yeah, those seem like those are really boozy drinks.
We mentioned our Christmas show, but do we know what we're going to make for it?
Yeah. Mm, we should do some kind of Christmas drinks.
Are you going to do the Tom and Jerry? Is that way too
hard? Oh!
How about the Blue Blazers?
Oh! No, Blue Blazer is the one that causes fires everywhere. You can't do the Blue Blazer.
Well, we just had fire now. It was fine.
Fred is a fire butt.
Do you have pewter mugs?
I'll get pewter mugs. If we'll do the Blue Blazer, I'll get pewter mugs.
Pewter
mugs.
The latest Imbibe was supposed to have some holiday drinks in it, but they're not classic cocktails.
No.
Or what did we do last year? We had eggnog? I had that aged eggnog.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Laura's got a version of Artilleryman's Punch.
Should we do a wassail bowl?
Unless we do frothy syllabub, but I don't know how to make it for less than 12.
Are you trying to make frothy syllabub similar to Frosty the Snowman?
If I do... I'll be in clover.
Frosty,
I can retire.
The syllabub was a... I don't know. We should... So, yeah, well, in theory, our next one comes up on December 16th. That should be our holiday one, because the following one should come up right before New Year's, which would also be holiday-ish.
Yep.
Maybe it should only be hangover cures.
Yeah. They're all hangover cures.
I guess. So, yes, we have no idea exactly what we're doing, but stay tuned. Tune back in.
It'll be something seasonal, Christmassy.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Tom and Jerry's? Wassail Bowl?
Yeah, you'll have to tune in to find out.
Hot Punch?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's what we did. We did what Cratchit and Scrooge had, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we need something with a hot poker.
Yeah.
Who's bringing that?
It's tough to pack.
It has to be red hot or else it doesn't work.
No. You can even just put it into beer. Are you allowed to have fires here at your house?
Not generally, no. No, it's not advised.
You got a fireplace.
Yeah, it's sealed though.
You can open that up.
Oh, is that your only fireplace?
I got a crowbar.
My only fire breath.
You got a furnace with a pilot light?
Yeah. I guess that's an open flame. It could be.
Sure, we'll crack that sucker open.
All right.
We'll find something, and it's going to be amazing. Maybe it'll be from Taste Magazine. Maybe it'll be from Imbibe. Maybe Dave is going to make one off the top of his head.
On top of my head.
On top of his head.
On fire. How about that? It'd be pretty magical.
That would be magical. Dave's magical flammable Christmas.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.